You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about something that's a bit of an existential post, really. I posted this a few days ago on my Instagram account. The post blew up. I got a ton of DMs asking me questions about this. How do that? Why don't I have a vision? And I was really, really compelled to make this podcast episode because I know that at the end of the day, what really drives me is my vision. So if you guys don't have one, it's imperative that you get one for yourself. Now, before we get started, please share this podcast with friends, family members, colleagues, anybody that you know may be struggling with this. Because if you, again, don't have a vision, you may just be going through the motions, do a lot of hard work, but you're spinning your wheels, basically, and you're not going anywhere that you're really looking forward to. So point number one is that you want to tap into your old memories. What were you passionate about before you, quote unquote, grew up? Right, you know, a lot of people have passions. They want to do things when they're younger, and they're not afraid of telling other people that. They're not even afraid to really chase those dreams. But then, you know, university happens basically, or maybe you get a job, and then you got to pay bills, you got to do a bunch of other stuff. Maybe at that point you have a kid, you get married, things happen, life happens. And the problem is that when you don't have that vision, when you don't keep that vision in front of your eyes, in your mind, day in and day out, it will soon fade away. It will fade away. It's still there in the back of your mind, in your subconscious, but you don't really think about it. So you kind of feel lost. You're like, hey, I used to be so motivated, so happy back in the day, and now I'm not anymore. So you want to do this work. You want to go back into your old memories. What were you passionate about? Maybe you were passionate about music, content creation, acting, whatever it is. And it doesn't even have to be some sort of a, you know, like a skill. It can even be just a field of interest. And then you can find your way. You find a way to monetize in that field. Point number two, always, always include giving back into your big plan. Guys, this is very important. If someone comes up to me, like some one-on-one coaching client comes up to me and asks me, De Niro, you know, like, how can I get my vision straight? Right now, I basically know that I want to make money. I simply tell them, guys, that is not a vision. That's just one goal, one part of goal, like 25% of goals. Like we always talk about the importance of having a financial wealth goal, having a personal goal, having a relationship goal, and having a bunch of other smaller goals. But the important thing is that you understand that money is only one part of it. All right. So if when people tell you they want to make $1 million, that's not a vision. That's just one financial goal. All right. So giving back is very important because hard things will happen to you. And if your only goal is to make some money, especially if you do have money to pay bills, to, you know, get a TV, to go on a vacation once in a while, you're not going to be able to push through the hard times if your only motivation is money, all right? Point number three, the bigger the vision, the more excitement it will bring to your life. Now, I know that some people will tell you, oh, don't dream big, because if you dream too big and you achieve your goals, your expectations are too big and you don't achieve them, you will be sad. That's, you know, honestly, it's bullshit. I'm saying it. I'm sorry. Because the bigger the goal, most times, 99% of the time, the bigger the goal, the more exciting it is, the more you're going to be fighting for it. If your goal is to just get a promotion, and you don't get a promotion this year, but your job is kind of okay, you're not hating it, you're gonna sit there and say to yourself, you know what, my life is not that bad. Until you're 40, 50, 60 years old, you look back and you're like, oh my God, what did I do? Why did I stay at this job? Why did I, you know, didn't try to do more with my life? So the bigger the vision, the more excitement it will produce for you, which means the excitement you can use as fuel to wake up in the morning when you don't feel like it, to go the extra mile to help your clients, to come up with a better idea, to execute better on your plans. Point number four, it is okay to borrow other people's goals, just make sure they resonate with you. So again, we live in a world where social media is everywhere, and you know, you see rich people, you see successful people, you see people that are really, you know, the movers and the shakers in any industry. And it's easy for people to tell, you know, to say, well, I want to do what they're doing. And it's okay to do that. Maybe you see someone traveling the world and having a lot of fun and, you know, like taking pictures. One day they're in Miami, one day they are in Thailand, one day they're in Japan. And it's fine, again, to borrow other people's dreams and visions and goals. The important thing is that you stay true to yourself. So if your goal is to become a traveler, for example, and enjoy life that way, that's totally fine to borrow someone else's vision and goals around that realm. For me, for example, I know myself, I don't really like traveling that much. I mean, don't get me wrong, I do like to go on vacation and explore the world. I'm definitely a person that likes to explore. But when it comes down to choosing what my day-to-day life is supposed to be, I like to have one place that I can call home and basically have as much stuff as possible at my house where I can work, have my office, have my family there, bring people to me, bring friends to me. So that is my vision. And if I just fell in love with the glamour of, you know, someone's feed on Instagram that we're traveling, and then I decided, well, I'm going to do that, it's not going to resonate with me as much. So again, when times will get hard, and they will get hard, they have gotten hard several times for me, then I wouldn't find a motivation in someone else's goals. However, again, if I find someone else's goals that resonate with me, that's okay. So if you haven't figured something out yet, please, please DM me on Instagram at DeNiroB, DeNiroB. I can definitely help you figure things out for yourself, for your life, for your business. And until next time, up your game.